Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday in Lent, Year C. Our readings today, Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Psalm 63, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love. His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace. His Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope. His Spirit is with us. We travel in faith. His Spirit is with us. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, we come from a world in tumult. And we live and work among those without hope or purpose in their lives. We come to you to celebrate the wonder of your glory, your power, and your love. We rejoice that you offer us a peace that in our own strength we cannot win, deserve, or achieve. Through Christ, we can know what it means to be at peace with ourselves, because He made peace between ourselves and you. May the worship we offer declare the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that finds its origin in the heart of God and at the foot of the cross. We ask this for the sake of your glory. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 539, Take My Life and Let It Be. we pray the collect for the third Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Another Chance. Another Chance. At the invitation of Pharaoh, because of the great work of Joseph to enable Egypt to survive the 7 years of famine, Jacob, Joseph's father, and his entire household relocated to the land of Goshen in Egypt. The promised land which they occupied was severely struck by the famine. As the people of God, the children of Israel had prospered. The writer of the book of Exodus records, the Israelites were fruitful and prolific. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them. Exodus chapter 1, verse 7. Then there arose a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. As a result, he became afraid of the Israelites. He said to his people, "Look, the Israelite people are more numerous and more powerful than we are. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, or they will arise, and in the event of war, join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land." Exodus chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. The Egyptians conscripted the Israelites into forced labor. They became slaves to the Egyptians. Here was another threat to God's promise of land and offspring to Abraham and Sarah. God promised the descendants of Abraham the land of Canaan, and that they would be a great nation. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, "To your descendants I will give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river Euphrates." Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. God would move once more to restore the Israelites to the promised land. After 400 years in slavery, God would reveal himself to Moses and call Moses to be his agent to deliver the Israelites from their life of slavery and usher them once more into the promised land. Moses, a fugitive from Egyptian justice, having killed an Egyptian for abusing his people, is shepherding the flock of his father-in-law Jethro on the slope of Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. He encounters a bush that burns, yet is not consumed. When Moses goes to investigate this mystery, he encounters Yahweh, the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. The Lord informs Moses that he is aware of the situation of the Israelites, and he has come once again to fulfill the promise made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. With Moses as God's agent, God will deliver Israel from slavery and will lead them to the promised land. A good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. Moses questions God's selection of him. However, he eventually goes to Pharaoh, and after 10 serious challenges, Pharaoh lets the children of Israel go. They are liberated from slavery. However, for their disobedience, they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. But by God's grace, love, and power, they eventually crossed into the land of promise. Moses did not get there, but certainly God's people entered the promised land. The God of another chance acted on their behalf. Our gospel today tells the parable of an unproductive fig tree. The tree was planted for its fruit. When the owner of the vineyard finds no fruit on the tree for 3 consecutive years, he instructs the gardener to cut it down. The gardener asks the owner to spare the tree, to give it another chance for a year while he tends it and fertilizes it. The owner agrees to 1 more year, but no more. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. Luke chapter 13, verse 9. The tree is given another chance to bear fruit. In this time of Lent, we are reminded that God is prepared to give us another chance to have a right relationship with God. If we acknowledge our sins, if we are truly sorry, if we desire to do better and confess our sins, God is ready, willing, and able to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God sent God's one and only Son to make the one, full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, sins past, present, and future. The hymn reminds us, He died that we might be forgiven. If we say we have no sin, John tells us, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. In our sinfulness, like the fig tree, God is willing to give us another chance. Are we prepared to take it? Are we ready to renounce all that is evil? Are we ready to turn away from the world, the flesh, and the devil? To confess our sins and be in a right relationship with God to enable us to bear fruit, fruit that will last? Sin separates us from God. Jesus reminds us in John chapter 15, verses 5 and 6. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burnt. God, through Christ, is offering us another chance to have a right relationship with God. We are reminded that one day the judgment will come. we know not when. Not even Jesus knows the day or the hour. We are invited to accept another chance to have that right relationship with God. We are invited to confess our sins. We can do so, guided by the Holy Spirit, in the privacy of our homes, in the context of an act of worship, in morning and evening prayer, and in the Eucharist. We have an opportunity to confess our sins. We can also do so in the sacrament of reconciliation, when we receive absolution and counsel to help us to resist temptations and enhance our relationship with God. Therefore, let us on this third Sunday in Lent pause, reflect, and accept the opportunity that God presents to us to repent, confess our sins, and have a right relationship with God once more. God is giving us another chance for a right relationship with God. Amen. Let us pray. God, our refuge and stronghold, we trust, we put our trust in your salvation. Judge eternal, give to your church a penitent and contrite heart. Where it is dry, refresh it. Where it fails to bear fruit, renew it. Make us agents of your transforming love. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Judge eternal, give to all in power awareness of the awesome responsibility they carry. Inspire them to forsake ways that oppress by intent or omission. Make us agents of your justice and peace. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Judge eternal, give to all people vision to shape our communities as places where all can delight and flourish. Nurture the young, care for the infirm, bring hope to all who struggle. Make us agents of your generosity. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Judge eternal, give to all who are weary and weighed down relief in their suffering. Bless them with your life-giving presence. Make us instruments of your wholeness and healing. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Judge eternal, give to all who journey under the cloud of death a glimpse of your light and life. Hold all who weep and mourn. Make us ready to share in the glory of your eternity. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Accept our prayers and intercessions, Father, according to your wisdom, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 129. God forgave my sins. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Look mercifully upon this, your family, Almighty God, that by your great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will continue your Lenten observations. Remember, we are still in this period of a pandemic, so you will continue to worship God every day, to wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, watch your distance, 3 feet, if you're close enough to touch the other person, you are too close, wear your mask, Make sure it's over your nose and mouth. And please be safe. We pray that you will have a spirit-filled, productive week.